Good evening, First Baptist family and friends, and welcome to the First Baptist Church prayer service for February 9th, 2022. This is Cynthia Tinsley, your facilitator for tonight, and I have two things for you to keep in mind. Number one, please quiet all background noise when the line is unmuted. Please quiet your phones, your radios, your televisions, your conversations. And number two, all program participants for this evening should leave their phones unmuted and wait until I call your name before speaking. We will now begin with our prayer of thanksgiving and praise by Deacon Reginald Williams.
Good evening, church. Let us pray. Father God, we come to you this evening in the fashion that we should come to you when our work is done and we enter those pearly gates with thanksgiving in our heart and praises upon our lips. We know, Father, that you have been so good to us, that you continue to be good to us, and we know that your goodness will continue to run after us. During the time that we're living in right now, Father, we can't thank you enough for all the things that you do to keep us safe, keep us fed, keep us warm. Just not enough ways to thank you, Father, and praise you, Father. Well, your word says, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall be continually in my mouth. I can think of no better way to start a prayer service than with thanksgiving and with praise. We ask, Father, that you watch over this church family, that you continue to place your protective cover around them. We are constantly in a state of bereavement and need, and we know that you continuously heal us and comfort us and provide for us and care for us. And we say thank you, Father. We ask that you watch over our families. We're continuously being bombarded with the struggles of just trying to go to school and be educated and how that's going to look. People are afraid. They're discouraged. They have no one to look to but you, Father, so we ask that you hear our plea this evening, hear our concerns this evening for the state of our world. We ask that you continue to provide for those who are suffering under the sting of bereavement, that you will continue to encourage them. For we know there's no sorrow on earth that you cannot heal, Father. We ask for your continued presence just merely in our day-to-day lives, giving us the courage, giving us the strength, giving us the gratitude that we've made it yet another day. We ask, Father, that you watch over those during these winter months who lay their head down on the cold pavement. They have nowhere to go, no food to eat. We ask that you continue to watch over them, Father. We ask your blessing on those in our society who right now feel like they are lost, right now feel like they are the least, and feel like they are certainly the last. For we know that you can provide for them, Father, and continue to keep them. We ask, Father, that you shine your light down on us, that it may continue to lead us and guide us and direct our paths in the way in which you would have us to go. We ask that it also be a beacon of light to those that come behind us, that they can see their way forward because we are being led forward by you. We ask these blessings in the name of your darling Son, Jesus the Christ. It is in his name we do now pray. Amen.
Our scripture reading will come from Brother Trayvon Tolliver.
Good afternoon. I will be reading the 95th chapter of Psalms from the King James Version, verses 1 through 8. And it reads, O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise of our rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving, and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God, and a great King above all gods. In his hands are the deep places of the earth. The strength of his hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, and the sheep of his hand. Today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your heart as in the proclamation. Thank you.
We will now have a prayer by Deacon Kevin Freeman. Deacon Freeman, are you available? Deacon Freeman, can you unmute your line? Okay, while we sort this out, we will now progress to our closed mic prayer. This is your time to speak directly to the Lord during this 2-minute closed mic prayer. Let's try Deacon Freeman one more time. Deacon Kevin Freeman, are you available? Okay, we will move on to Deacon Parrish Rembert.
Good evening, First Baptist members and friends. Truly, God is a good God, and He is worthy of all of our praises. We just have to remember that God is the same today, yesterday, and forever. If we can remember that, then we will be all, everything will be all right. Let us pray. Father God, it is in your name we come tonight thanking you for all your many blessings. We thank you, Father God, for just keeping us from one day to the next one, allowing us, Lord God, to go on in this sinful world, knowing, Father God, that every move we make, there's something lurking right around the corner. Whether it be the violence that's going on in the streets or just the covert that is going around. But, Lord, you protecting us. You allowing us to be able to do what we need to do. And, Lord God, and still be all right. So we want to thank you, Father God, for all that you have done and all that you are doing right now. We lift you up and we give you all the praises. We pray for the bereaved families tonight, Lord God, asking you to comfort them in the hours of need. Let them know, Lord, that earth have no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. And we pray for the sick all on their sick bed tonight. Lord, we thank you for those that you have raised up. And we're asking you, Father God, to continue to be with the others and that you may be able to come to know that God is able to do all things for all people. And Father God, we pray tonight for the people who are seeing that we are being able to get online and have prayer service. And Lord God, and we pray for our pastor, Reverend Tucker, asking you, Lord, to continue to keep him. Keep him strong, Lord, that he can carry on the mission that has been assigned to him. And Father God, we just pray for everybody who stands in need of a blessing tonight. And Lord, and we know that you are a God who sits high and you look low. And you hear us all, and you know what we all stand in need of. So Father God, I'm confessing tonight that we need help. We need your help, Lord, to help us to carry on. To hold on, because temptation gets so strong sometimes. Until Lord God, we sometimes get a little mixed up in what direction to go. I pray for our young people tonight, and asking you, Lord God, to keep them, be with them, Lord God, as they go through with this thing. That a situation of trying, you know, not to mass, to mass, or from different, all the different things that are going, and the violence that is going around in the schools and around the schools. We ask you, Lord, for your protection of all. Thank you, Father God, and praise your holy name tonight. We ask that you bless us all and keep us. This is our prayer in the name of Jesus. Amen.
We will now have a musical selection, followed by our inspirational speaker, Evangelist Cassandra Santos Dryden.
Through all intercessors. It is a wonderful opportunity to be here tonight. I'd like to thank the shepherd of this house, Reverend Dr. Frank D. Tucker, the Wednesday Night Prayer Ministry, and its coordinator, Deacon Bagley. And I'd like to thank the most important person in my life, who is God, who is the center of my life and the joy of my salvation. I'd like to just acknowledge that I have with me online my First Baptist family, my husband, my son, and my mom. Would you pray with me? Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the opportunity to come together, to assemble, and to pray with one another. I ask you, Father, to hide me behind the cross, Father. Send the Holy Spirit to speak and to say what you would have me to say. I thank you, Lord, for all that you've done and that you continue to do. In the powerful, matchless name of Jesus the Christ, we do pray. Amen. The message tonight, the inspirational moment, is entitled, There is Always Hope. There is always hope. As long as I can remember, I was always told to have hope. What is hope? Webster's Dictionary defines hope as something we want to happen or to be true and think it could happen or be true. My favorite hymn tells us, my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ, the solid rock, I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. Psalm 31:24. Of the King James Version states, Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all you that hope in the Lord. Jehovah Jireh, my provider, gives me hope. Where can I get hope? Psalm 33:18. King James Version states, Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him, upon them that hope in his mercy. When the Lord uses you to comfort and uplift someone, he is giving that person hope. Trust in him. And he will make all things new. Jeremiah 29:11, King James Version states, For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Jeremiah 29:11, New Living Translation states, For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope. Let's keep it 100. Sometimes it is hard to have hope. When you see so much injustice, evil, greed, and despair, you wonder how you can tell someone to have hope. Hope is not always received by everyone. Most people think hope is just a word with no action. But to have hope in the Lord is action, because you are putting your trust in Him and Him alone. Some people wait a long time for hope to come, such as a person who has been unjustly accused of a crime, a person who has been in jail for a crime they did not commit, a person who has been poor all of their life, a person who can't catch a break, a man or woman who is waiting for their soulmate, someone who wants to have a child but can't, and someone who is sick and wants to get well. The list goes on and on. Let me tell you that it is not easy to have hope, but prayer is essential to having hope. You also need faith to have hope, and believing in Jesus is without question a critical component to have hope. Psalm 130, verse 5, King James Version states, "I wait for the Lord. My soul does wait, and in His word do I hope." We are to put our trust and hope in God, not man. For sometimes man will let you down, but God never will. God does everything in His own time. He has a purpose and a plan for everyone. 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 17 and 18 of the King James Version states, "Pray without ceasing, and in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." So many of us have had loved ones become ill from COVID-19 and transition suddenly. During these times, it's been hard to have hope. In the last 2 years, where COVID-19 has been prevalent, we have experienced job loss, hunger, homelessness, and received financial assistance at first. Then that financial assistance was cut off, causing people to not want to hear about hope. We must continue to pray for hope and encourage others, and build each other up in your most holy faith. Pray in the power of the Holy Spirit. We know that from Jude 1:20, King James Version. All of this violence, carjackings, shootings, killings, and racial disparities have left many people without hope. As believers, we must show mercy to those whose faith is wavering. Remember, my brothers and sisters, God knows the beginning, the middle, and the end of our lives. He wrote the plan for our lives with experiences, strength, and hope so that we could comfort one another. What can we do to stop all of this that is going on in the world? We can do nothing, but God can and will do everything. God gave us hope in the blood of Jesus Christ. His life gave us hope for eternal life by paying our sin debt in full. God gave us hope that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He came down as Jesus to sacrifice his life for us. He is our Savior who came to redeem us, to heal us, and set the captives free. Jesus told us in John 16, verse 33, King James Version, "These things have I spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." Psalm 130, verse 7, King James Version says, "Let Israel hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is mercy, and with him is abundant redemption." On Christ, the solid rock, I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. Jude 1:24, New Living Translation. "Now all glory to God, who is able to keep you from falling away and will bring you with great joy into his glorious presence without a single fault. All glory to him who alone is God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. All glory, majesty, power, and authority are his before all time and in the present and beyond all time. Amen."
The lines will now be unmuted for 20 seconds to show our appreciation for the speaker and her message this evening.
Praise his name.
And the song and everything. You delivered it beautiful. God bless you. This is Sunshine. Touch my heart a great way.
Amen. We will now have remarks and prayers by Reverend Tucker.
We surely thank God again for a blessed experience of prayer and praise. We certainly want to express our deep appreciation to Evangelist Cassandra Dryden for that message of hope, challenging us and assuring us that it is possible for us to continue to have hope in God. And our faith and trust in Him makes it possible for us to enjoy the promise of hope. We thank God for all of those persons who have participated in our services tonight and have shared and lifted up our hearts. We thank God for all of you who thought it not robbery to be on this line tonight as we have enjoyed ourselves in prayer and fellowship. The 90-plus people on the line, we just praise God for you. And we certainly encourage you, invite you to come and share week after week. We are grateful also to our IT committee and those persons who make this possible. We are grateful to you. Certainly the prayer ministry coordinator, as well as the team of persons who continue to produce a service of praise. We just want to say thank you and praise God for you each and every day. And we want to invite you also to continue to be with us on Sunday. This coming Sunday, we'll have our youth and young adult emphasis Sunday, and we encourage you to certainly invite and encourage our young people to be present and to be available for worship together. The Reverend Peggy Miller will be preaching, and we encourage you to pray and bless the Lord with your presence and sharing. Then we want to invite all of the members of First Baptist Church to the First Baptist Community Development Ministry Impact Meeting that will take place on February 24th at 6 p.m. from 6 to 7. We encourage you to come. You know that we are in the process of developing our community, and we want you to be fully informed of what's taking place. And so we want to encourage you to come and be present. There will be a message in your in the pastor's letter, and we trust that you will make sure that you are available by way of Zoom on the 24th of February, 6 p.m. We want you to be present so that you will know the plans and be able to get the kind of information that will assure you that this project is significant, important, and will be helpful to our community and be helpful to the ministry of our church. And so if you will be present on the 24th of February at 6 p.m., you'll get some more information regarding that, as well as a link to the occasion through the communications that we will provide for you. Let us remember our sick and shut-in, please. Add to the sick and shut-in list Sister Eileen Flowers. Let us pray for her and the members of our sick list. Your prayers are helpful to those who are in need, and so we encourage you to pray for them. We have a sustained number of persons who are experiencing bereavement, and we trust that you would pay attention to who they are, remember them in your prayers, and certainly do what you can to support them. Please pray for Sister Rosie Ford and family in transition of her husband and our member, Trustee Charles Ford, who went on to be with the Lord. We want you to pray also for Sister Dolores Jones, who lost her son, Tony. Arrangements are still pending. Keep Reverend Dr. Emmett Young III and his family in your prayers. His grandfather, Brother Emmett Young Sr., transitioned on Tuesday, February the 8th, and of course, arrangements are pending. And keep Deacon Wesley Riddick, whose uncle, Brother Charles Riddick, transitioned. Arrangements are still pending for that experience as well, and we trust that you would keep him in prayer, as well as the Bazemore family, Deacon Bazemore and his family. That service is at the McLaughlin Funeral Home in Southeast, and we trust that you are going to pray for him and continue to bless the family with your prayers. We're going to ask you now, if you will, to prepare for prayer requests. We're going to open the lines up for 20 seconds that you might share the names of persons who you would like a special prayer for and situations as well. The lines will be open now for 20 seconds.
Pray for the blue man.
God, our Father, we come before you just now, realizing that we all need you. We know that Satan is on the prowl, and he wants to destroy, he wants to prevent, he wants to hinder us from getting through to you. But we're so glad, oh God, that there is nothing that can separate us from you. We thank you, oh God, for allowing your spirit to prevail, that you will hear the cries of your people. You hear their hearts groan and moan. You hear them, oh God, in times of trial and hurt and pain, and in the midst of the noise that prevails, you still can hear their cries. And so, God, we ask your comfort and your grace and your mercy right now. You know all about them. You know where they are. You know even the number of hairs on their heads. You know them, O God. And so we ask that you would bring them peace and the assurance that you are really near. We pray, O God, for the sick, Master, those in the hospital, those who are at home, standing in the need of deliverance and healing. We pray, O God, you would send your healing grace and mercy upon them and deliver. And then, God, there are so many among us who are bereaved, O God. And we ask, O God, that you would be with them and comfort them. Break through the cloud and the darkness that covers over them and allow them to see the glow of hope and the sunlight of everlasting life. Let them, O God, experience the fact that you are near and you are available, and the joy of great peace and eternal deliverance. Oh God, let us all know that you are nigh unto us. And then, God, we ask your deliverance of our nation from all of the sin and all of the ailment that prevails in the nation. Oh God, the malice and hatred and evil that plagues our community and plagues our lives, oh God, we pray your deliverance tonight, if it be your holy and divine will. Oh God, deal with our original sin, our sin of racism. We ask, oh God, that you would help us to find ways to break through that disease that plagues every ounce of our goodness and every ounce of our lives and our living and our relationships. Oh God, help us to know what to do, how to do, and to be the kind of people that you want us to be. Then, oh God, we pray that you would help us to overcome the violence that plagues our nation and the injustices, oh God, that hinder us from being the people that you have called us to be. Help us to live out the call that you have for our lives, if it be your holy and divine will. And then, God, please give us the strength to embrace the spirit of love, the spirit that enables us to break through the barriers that separates us and bring estrangement and all that would divide us. Enable us, O God, to overcome all of the snares that would hinder us from being truly the nation, the people, the community, the church that you want us to be. Help us, O God, to be the family that you have called for us in this day and in this age. We love you, God. We love you, Master, and desire to come closer and closer to you. And now, God, we just want to say thank you. Thank you for all that you have done. Thank you for opening doors for us and making ways for us. Thank you, oh God, for the peace that abounds in our spirit when we draw close to you. Sustain us as only you can do. And now, Lord, as we ready ourselves to relieve us from this line of prayer, bless us and keep us day by day. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and be gracious unto you and grant unto you his peace. And the people of God said, amen, amen, and amen.
Oh, no.
We thank you for joining our Wednesday night prayer service for February 9th. Please be mindful of all announcements made by Reverend Tucker tonight, and if you need additional information, we encourage you to read the pastor's weekly letter to the church, reach out to your circle leader, or visit our website at www.fbcwdc.org. For those of you who will be signing off, have a blessed evening and the remainder of your week. And for those of you remaining on the line, I pray that you continue to enjoy the music. Please forgive my puppies in the background.